somewhere out in Cali, chilling with the mommies, a bunch of pretty mommies, looking for a dime piece, finding, styling, stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. You know where to find me, out in the NYC, chilling with the poppies, whipping Maseratis. Grind just another day. Get into the bands, get into this paper. Tryna make a million in 100 ways. If you ain't talking Benjis, then I'll see you later. Girlies on my celly, tryna reach the kid. I be scoring double digits like I'm with the Lakers. Flip it, then I spend it, that's just how I live. Highly independent, but we do it major. Yeah, triple color watch, look what time it is. I be feeling so alive, living off the edge. Can't waste no time trying to play it safe. That's why I push it to the limit, live with no regrets. And I'm way too fly to be caged in. You should call your girls and meet me at the Days Inn. Take you on a ride so amazing. Make you feel alive, living life dangerous. You know where to find me, somewhere out in Cali, chilling with the mommies, a bunch of pretty mommies, looking for a dime piece, finding, styling, stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. You know where to find me, out in NYC, chilling with the poppies, whipping Maseratis, looking for a dime piece, wildin', styling, stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. Living on the edge, living off the edge, push me to the edge. Living on the edge, living off the edge, push me to the edge. Okay, big dollar spending, multi-diamond glistening, big body women with big body business, stacking all these inses, Cartier lenses, money on my vision. I keep my mind on my business, dreaming of a million before I reach my ceiling. Dope boys, ambition, good kid intentions, no time for wishing. Look alive and go get it. Came from humble beginnings, now I'm back on the road to the riches, yeah. And girl, you ain't gotta lie for a dollar bill, but that look up in your eyes say you probably will. And you ain't gotta hide how you really feel. I can pick up on the vibes, girl, I know it's real. And you ain't gotta worry if I break your heart. I'm too busy on the grind from the very start. So come and take a ride, come and take a ride. Feel the thrill, feel the high, make you feel alive. You know where to find me, somewhere out in Cali, chillin' with the mommies, a bunch of pretty mommies, looking for a dime piece, findin', stylin', stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. You know where to find me, out in NYC, chillin' with the poppies, whippin' Maseratis, looking for a dime piece, wildin', stylin', stack a couple thousand, great to be alive.
Check, 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 check. One, two. What's up? What's up?
Yes. We here. We in the building.
Are we on? We live, baby.
We live, baby.
Hold on. Let's get everything set. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now on Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, Periscope. We on everything right now. Shout out to all y'all for tuning in. Welcome back to another episode of Quality Time TV.
Yes. Welcome back. Welcome, everybody that's in the chat. We see y'all. Black Harowitz, what's up? Martin Jr., what's up? Moving Forward, what's up, everybody? I couldn't see everybody's name, but I shouted out who I did.
Word. Thank you for Martin for sending over that track, too, that y'all heard playing just now. That was his record. He's in the chat right now on Instagram. Make sure y'all go check him out.
Martin,
what's
Jr.
up? Who's that on Twitch? Cloud Zone, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. We got a lot to talk about today. Make sure if you tuned in on Twitch, you earn yourself some quality time rewards. Every 10 minutes gives you 10 points that you guys tune in, and you can actually cash that in for stuff. So make sure y'all go check it out. If y'all are watching us on Instagram and y'all want to go catch some rewards, go to check out the bio, go straight to Twitch, and get yourself some rewards. Time well spent.
Oh, it's not just an IG thing. It's not just an IG reward thing. Twitch is where it's at. Trust me, you might get something better on Twitch. So find your way over to that. If you don't know what it is, figure it out. IG is there. YouTube is there. Google is there. The internet's your friend. Get on Twitch. Get these rewards, B.
Word. Cloud Zone, what's going on? So let's get to the Instagram chat. We got a lot going on in here. A lot of BX. What's going on, man? Shout out to the boy BX, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Shout out BX Production. Shout out Swaggy's OP. We see you. Martin Jr., you already know. Appreciate it. Yes, yes, King. Time well spent. You know it. Moving forward.
That's how it works. All right, let's get into the topics. As y'all know, Instagram cuts us off after an hour, so we're going to get into topics that we got. So first thing I'm going to pull up that we have was this little post that was going around Instagram where people were talking about one-hit wonders. And the post says, what happened to Ugly God? What happened to Fetty Wap, K Camp, Young and May, Ace Hood, B.O.B., Tink, Designer, Kid Ink, Rich Homie Quan, Trinidad James, Dage Loaf, Schoolboy Q? They all fell off.
Long as shit, boy. Jesus. First, don't do that to the homie Schoolboy Q. He ain't fall off. He took time off because he felt like it. You feel me? The rest of them, I can't really speak for. But Young and May, I know she probably never took time off. Well, She directed a porno, matter of fact, so she definitely took time off. But she you feel me? She moving out into other ventures. She definitely did those. I think it's like an all lesbian porn. So
wow, yeah, you know, so she ventured out the music.
Word, give her a break.
She expanded a little bit. I respect it, but I mean, in the same token, you know, why does this even happen? Like with Young and May, she came out with this one song, ooh, that went, we had a whole summer, she was running everything, but then after that, she couldn't follow up. Same thing with Designer, we got Panda. Panda came out and ran a whole summer. That was the hottest song until Kanye made it his song, which was crazy to me.
Right.
But, you know, why is this a constant pattern that happens that artists come out, they're hot, and then they just disappear? In the chat, BX Production says Dage Loaf still got something in her. But when's the last time she has something that was on rotation?
Yeah, honestly and truly, I think it's just a lack of preparation, bro. If we're gonna keep it a buck, because they probably never expected to blow up the way they did off of that one song. And if you look at somebody like Designer, I think Designer actually, like, yeah, he was rapping. I seen a video of him. He actually got bars like back in the day, and he was actually like spitting some shit you could understand. But even back then, you could tell, like, he wasn't planning on blowing up. So, you feel me? He drops Panda, and that shit takes it to the moon. Then it's like, how do I follow up? He wasn't prepared for that. It's not like he had somebody coaching him. More time, he had people coming at him saying that he sounded like Future. So, you know, that probably took a toll on him, too. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this shit just spirals downhill. But that's my view. In the chat, Martin Jr. says, Schoolboy Q's a problem. Think he needs another album. Big facts. I think
it's not the album anymore. We're not living in the album era anymore. I think he needs a hit. I think he needs something to put him on the map. The only thing he really had that blew up, I think, was the song he had with Ye. What song was that?
Schoolboy Q and Ye.
Wasn't it Schoolboy Q and Ye? Didn't they have a record together?
Honestly, bro, I fucked with Schoolboy Q a lot, like from his actual like mixtapes and albums. So to me, I don't even know what Ye song that is, but I feel like he has a lot more potential than one he's put in and one he's been allowed to like achieve or recognize, because he didn't even think he could rap, right? I think when he came out, he was like, he never planned on rapping, and Kendrick kind of like forced him into
it. Oh, that part. Yep. Martin got it. It was that part.
Oh,
yeah.
That part.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Thank you.
Definitely did blow up.
Wait, hold on. Red Moon Chan, thank you for coming back. Thanks for tuning in again.
Yes, yeah.
Appreciate it. It's great seeing you again. She says, not all that can do one hits and just be famous for that. Some old school heads could do that, but not now.
True, that's very true. And you see, just the fact that she says some old heads, that's the reason why. Gin Rummy, what's up? We see you, bro. But that's the reason why, like, they can't do it, because people, it's like we love separating niggas into categories and shit instead of just enjoying art for what it is. You feel me? Instead of looking at it like, yo, he just put out something nice. It's like, oh, this old head nigga with some old head music. Or look at this old head nigga trying to sound young. He not, like, how about you just recognize that somebody put together something incredible and like decided to share it with you? Like, you selfish bastard.
Newbomb, what's going on? Thank you for tuning back in, man. Yeah. It's great seeing you again. Newbomb, what's up? What's up?
Uh-huh.
Great seeing you again, man.
Shout out Mark and Scoop too.
I want to go back to something you said that was very crucial. You said it was people that aren't prepared. And I think that's what ends up happening. Like, Designer wasn't prepared to blow up like that. He had nothing to follow up with. So he had to eat off of Panda for so long. There's only so long you can run with something.
Bro, you remember that shit? The Timmy Turner shit?
Timmy Turner. Yo, he was looking for a burner. It was hard, but it was too late. His buzz was done by the time Timmy came out.
Facts, big facts.
When you blow up that much, you have to be able to come back really strong. And that's what that's the hardest part of blowing up and being a new artist. The only person who's effectively done it lately was Cardi B. She got Black and Yellow. Bodak Yellow hit the charts, was running the charts for a bit, and she was able to follow up with that. She didn't wait for the song to lose its buzz. Designer did. Young and May did it.
You think that's all them or their team too, though? Because what if they didn't have the right machine behind them? You feel me? Because the right person can make shit go. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, there's plenty of examples of that, especially in the music industry. So what if Designer had a better team behind him, and that's why, or that would have helped him? You feel me?
Designer had good music behind him, man. It'll get better than good music when you think about it. He's the one talking about he brought good music back. What?
True.
Sheesh. Nah, you reaching though, man.
Big facts. All right, he did have the team behind him. But damn, I don't know.
Newborn says it's who's behind you. I don't know if that was a pun in regards to Nas or not, but
shout out to big homie Nasir Jones. Let me move this out the way one time.
Moment of silence
for Nasir Jones. All hail.
Queens get the money.
But it's an uptown thing, you already know. Uptown without being.
But I mean, you say it's who's behind you, but I also look at a couple other artists, and for people who are still who just tune in, I'll pull the list up again so you guys could see it. But Fetty Wap is also on this list. Sheesh. And you know, Fetty Wap,
not a one hit wonder though, bro.
He ran that whole summer and didn't get the credit for it.
I think it was Breakfast Club. They was saying like Fetty. No, it wasn't Breakfast Club. It was on, you remember Joe Budden show that he had in his crib where he had a nigga come serve niggas food and shit.
Yeah.
I think it was called a pull up or whatever. But they was throwing him the credit like, yo, Fetty Wap blew the fuck up. Legit. They think he had the craziest shot to the moon, I guess, as far as career trajectory, and that shit is fucking. Think there'll be another Fetty Wap, but then we saw 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine did it. 6ix9ine did do it. Songs on the charts within your first in your rookie year. That's impressive.
Who was moving longer though? Who was on the charts for longer?
I think 6ix9ine, because 6ix9ine pushed two albums. Fetty pushed one album, his self-entitled album, Fetty Wap. So he pushed that one, and then after that, he followed up with that Back to School song that was complete trash because he tried to change his style. And then that's when P&B Rock came out and did Fetty Wap better than Fetty Wap did himself. Pause.
Sheesh. Damn. You right. There's no... I don't know what the fuck is wrong with certain people. And you think it's a monetary thing, bro?
I think... in the chat, Martin Jr. says Fetty had a couple joints. He absolutely did. He had that whole summer on Smash and did not get the credit that he deserved for it. He didn't win any new best new artist. He didn't win none of that stuff. And he ran hip hop for that summer. Fetty busy making kids.
Yo, I wanna see the person who made that list though, because how you throw Fetty Wap on it? He's not even a one hit. But a lot of them, like even Slump God, I heard some people saying Slump God was next up and it's then the third, and like it's like X after X left, a lot of people fell off too. Mm. Which is weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think it happens. There's a couple of reasons, and shout out to Earns. We were talking about it. I think it's also what comes down to passion and how hungry you are. Because if you look at artists who do last, they don't fall off. So, for example, I'm going to use J. Cole. J. Cole constantly comes out with music that's just relatable. We feel his music. We understand his message. But then somebody like A Boogie, when he came out, all his music, you could hear the hunger on it. But then as his career went on, I feel like he started falling off where he wasn't as hungry anymore. He got to where he wanted to be. The passion wasn't 100% there. And I think that's why that happens. Shout out to Taylor too for tuning in, man. Taylor, what's up? Thank you for coming back. Word.
Honestly, passion definitely plays a large role in it because, like niggas always say, once you decide to take it easy, you know there's a million niggas behind you that's on 100. You feel me? Ready to take your spot. So that definitely, especially when you reach the top of the industry, mm-hmm. like that's hard as hell. There's millions of rappers out here, bro. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So for you to reach the top of the industry and then take your foot off the gas, it's like, are you a fucking psycho? Hey, somebody just got some quality time tokens. Heard you.
Oh, 10 word.
Minutes past. Whoever's in Twitch, I'm telling you, whoever's in Twitch right now, Cloud Diesel. What is that? Cloud DG Zone. I see you, bro. Whoever's in Twitch, like just 110 reward points. So. Yeah. Get on Twitch if you don't know about it yet. I know y'all love IG Live. I know it's comfortable, it's new, it's familiar, but find something new, get something new in your life. Get on Twitch and get these rewards points. You feel me? Yeah. So
we're giving them away on Twitch. If you don't know how to get there, just go click the link in the bio. It's a link tree, and you just go right where it says quality time on Twitch.
And shout out Instadro. We see you in the chat.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in again. Taylor says Dage Loaf got a fire tape out. Really? I mean, but that's the thing. Like Newborn said earlier, it's who's behind you. Why don't we hear about it? Why is it not being pushed?
Exactly. That's the thing I really don't get. And then we talk like what Africa was telling us about the pump plan. Mm-hmm. You have something like that where like a Blueface will come out of nowhere and blow the fuck up overnight. And it's like, do you think that plan? Do you think there's a longevity plan since there's a pump plan? And you think some people understand that, and that's the reason why they last longer than others?
I feel like there should be, but nobody's doing it. Everybody gets so caught up in what's happening right now at this moment and how I could be hot right now. What gimmick am I going to do? What song am I going to push? And they're not thinking about the overall passion of it. And that's why I said J. Cole can constantly come out with these projects and every single one sounds really good. And there's a couple artists that do it. To the chat, Taylor says, Schoolboy ain't fell off. He just doesn't have a project out. He'll grab the audience back eventually.
Respect. Honestly and truly, that's why I respect that OD, L. Jazz, because I look at people like Dom Kennedy, like him, like Casey Veggies, Currency, people like that really took the time and grinded and built their fan base from the dirt. You feel me? Like whenever they drop, they people there. That's why they call it like a cult following. You feel me? So I believe that. I know one Schoolboy put something out, he's going to get right back to the top. You feel me? Because I'm sure he secured enough market share where if he touched the scene, you got to feel his presence. You feel me? And then he also got Top Dog. He also got Kung Fu Kenny, the King of the West. He also got his fucking first general who's really his big homie, J-Rock. So, and he got SZA. Bro, they team strong, bro. Schoolboy, great. That's why I really want to know who made that list. Like, they bugging. That was
that list was circulating for a while, too, man. It really was. Word. It was circulating for a bit. To the chat real quick. You want to go hit the chat? We got a couple right. people that's in there. Shout out Junior Fresh.
Fresh, right? Yes. Martin Jr. online says, if the labels don't push their artists, it looks like the artist only has one cut. Respect. That also is, and labels do take their foot off the gas because they got to shuffle between artists and they also got to split them up based off quarter, season, all that shit. So if you don't got enough to keep yourself buzzing in that intermission period, I guess, like, yeah, it's gonna seem like you're falling off. Newborn says they push the gimmick more. Facts.
That's
Martin Jr. Yeah. Big facts.
You gotta have something to sell though.
Yeah, true. You gotta have personality. Martin Jr. online says, how much bread invested plays a major part. That's very true. El Jazz says, Isaiah Rashad. Oh, fuck. My bad, El Jazz. You're right. Thank you for checking me. how could I forget about Isaiah Rashad?
Oh, word, man. Word.
Man, TDE West Coast is great right now, son. East Coast need to step it the fuck up, but that's why we got this platform. I apologize for cursing. That's why we got this platform, because people like me, people like Newborn, people like Martin JR, like we here, you feel me? We all need to come together and really build this shit back up. Let's get back in the gym, son. We looking atrophied right now. the West, much less the South, boy. The legs are strong right now, my nigga. Look, right on bugging.
Talking about East and West, talk about the East and the West. We got to talk about somebody that's from down south, man.
Oh my God.
Was from down south, man.
Oh, God.
So. Our boy 21 Savage, man. Our boy 21. Hold on. What's happening in the chat? Taylor says, Kigboo and Bunk are examples of the gimmick taking over. Wow. Good examples. They make music no one cares about because they invested in their gimmick too heavily. And that ended up hurting Bunk.
Right. I was about
that to say. Hurt him a lot.
Bunk almost died. Shit. Like, yeah. So, like, how far are you willing to go with this gimmick? And speaking of gimmicks... hello, Governor. No,
I'm not gonna laugh. If you guys have not heard, let's go into this. If you guys have not heard, the boy 21 Savage got picked up down in Atlanta. Apparently, not apparently, it is what it is at this point. 21 Savage is from the UK or an island that's off the UK or something like that.
Yo, that nigga look like a British nigga. Now you go ahead mad at that now. You like British niggas. One of them London niggas.
Word, 100%.
Yo, that shit is crazy.
Wait, hold on. Can y'all hear us? Can y'all hear us? Check.
Yeah, I think they can hear us, bro.
Hold on. I don't know if can y'all hear us in the chat?
They can hear us, Mark. Martin over here laughing. They can hear us, bro.
I think that's something on my end.
Prepares tea and crumpets for show. Yo, on, this yeah, nigga Dro is stupid. Yo, Dro, you stupid, bro. Oh, man. LJAS says 21 Savage added an immigration verse to his performance.
Yo, hold on, bro.
We back.
Sorry about that, y'all. Quick technical difficulties, but you know how it goes. So back to 21 Savage, a man from across the lake.
Yes. LJAS in the chat. Dro says prepares tea and crumpets for show. LJAS says 21. Crazy, yo, my nigga Dro. LJAS says 21 Savage added an immigration versus performance of a lot on Jimmy Kimmel. Trump and the government trying to get him up out the U.S. Facts. Like, bro, if you're not from, like,
there's a lot to peel away from this situation, man.
Yo.
It's a lot to peel away. The first thing I do want to say, and I believe it's true, is the man owns his masters now, too, right?
Yes, sir. So,
I mean, that's 21. 2 for 2 in 1 year, right? That's 2 for 2 in 1 year?
Oh, it's going to be a lot more, bro. Just let a couple more niggas think they could be free. But look at it like this, though. The shit that's crazy to me is, nigga, you're from England? Like, and granted, like, there's nothing wrong with that. But just, mind you, when I heard about it, I'm like, so fucking what? Nigga, he's from England. Who cares? You feel me? But then, like, when I kept reading and niggas was mad, I'm like, what they mad about? Like, dogs, y'all got to get over this immigration shit. Like, people go to different countries, that's part of life. And then I see this nigga was like saying he was from ATL, he got kicked out of school in 7th grade for bringing a strap to school. I seen an interview with him talking about, oh, niggas don't want to fight no more, like, that's why niggas just want to shoot, like, I punch a nigga in his face. And I'm like, oh, this nigga from the hood, he real right. And he's going around like giving people hope. You feel me? Like giving people hope, like, yo, he's from where I'm from. He's doing what I'm doing. Like, so that means I could make it out. I could be like him. And then come to find out, your boy was fucking with Mary Poppins. Now let me
well,
stop.
So, so
it's crazy.
He moved here, moved to the US in 2005, and he was about 11 or 12 years old. So yeah, he's still fairly young. That's still a kid. You know, I don't know how many kids is gangbanging at 10 and 11 years old. I mean, there is, but you know, he could still be about that. Like 10, 11 is still a young age.
Very true.
And
No. Well, you see, that's the story is crazy because when I read it, it said he moved here when he was 11, 12. So it's like,
well, he's between 10 to 12. He's a preteen. He's still a kid. He's still a kid at that point. He get picked up.
What age we in seventh grade at?
Seventh grade. Ooh, I don't know.
It's like 10, no?
Nah.
11.
You about
grade, like 13. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but maybe when he moved here, he brought strap to school, like niggas was making fun of his British accent.
I mean, Newborn says there's hoods in the UK though. So
big facts, nigga. You ever seen Cadolta? But I've been to England, like I've seen what it's like. My family live out there, so that's a big fact.
It's true. He said, Newborn says 12, so that's how old he was. Taylor says 21, was born in the Caribbean island. That's property of the UK. That's right. You are right.
So
it wasn't UK. It's property of the, but still, that doesn't mean that he was from ATL.
Man, that nigga Jamaican. Like, man, if you're born from an island and you're in the UK, you're Jamaican.
Martin says, I think he should have claimed it off the top. 100%. But here's the part that really gets me about this whole situation. He moved here in 2005. His temporary visa expired a year later, right? Which means that expired 2006. It's 2019. He did get himself caught up with a whole bunch of stuff. So between 2006 to 2019, nobody checked to see this man wasn't born in the U.S. Being signed, nobody ran his social security number and found this stuff out. When he got arrested and had that felony charge in 2014, nobody knew this. But all of a sudden in 2019, man owned his master's, and all of a sudden he's getting picked up. And I'm going to explain the situation some more. He was in the vehicle with Young Nudie, and then that's when they picked him up. So they weren't even going towards him. He just happened to be in the vehicle when it happened.
Sound like some bullshit to me. And it just happened to be like right after he performed for the Super Bowl shit. Like, it's a bunch of fuckery. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, there's no way you catching a felony charge and niggas not gonna be like, oh, you're an immigrant too, you're getting dipped, nigga. Courtesy of my older brother, nigga. I know firsthand facts, you're getting deported, nigga. Mm-hmm. If you're here legally, mm-hmm. You feel me? My brother was here legally and he committed a felony and got deported.
Yeah.
So
like two on top of it is, even if it had nothing to do with Trump and then Trump coming into power and his new laws, you telling me nobody on his label saw this happening and was like, nah, we have to fix this because you are a multi-million dollar investment for our company. You are a liability. If you are not a U.S. citizen and something goes down, they go kick you out. And there goes our millions of dollars. Now what's going to happen to this dude?
Bro, you know how much they already made of him?
Oh, man, they still can make more.
Bro,
they just gonna toss him and just leave him out
there. You know,
there?
You know, it's another nigga coming along, bro. Look at Bobby Shmurda, bro.
I mean, you're right.
What happened to $2 million?
It's irresponsible on 21's end, though. It's very irresponsible.
It's irresponsible in the sense of he should have took care of his papers and all that shit.
Should have put the ring on Amber.
Just
called it a day. You would have been fine.
Imagine if that's what the Amber thing was all about.
Oh man.
Nah, let's stop with conspiracies. Yo, for real. He should have got himself right, B. Honestly, he's bugging. But maybe with the felony, he couldn't. So you never know, bro. You never know the situation. Shit sounds sticky. In the chat, Instadro said he's going to the next example of the debate of expectations for immigration violators versus regular people that are getting deported for the same thing. And that's another thing I was wondering. Mm. Like, since he got bread, does that mean automatically he get a get out of jail free card? You feel me? Can he pay his way out of this deportation shit?
I don't know.
This whole situation sound like extortion to me, my nigga.
They could be using him as an example. I'm waiting to see what Trump say. I'm waiting to see if Trump going to hit that Twitter.
You know President Dickhead Gun. He's not going to give it us. And the crazy part, man, I don't know. He soon be out there. Just hold on. Hold on, people. It's 2019. We only got 1 year left at max if he don't get out before then.
Just hold on. Man. Nah, it's just crazy, though, that, you know, all of this stuff just starts happening now. I'm waiting to see if there's going to be another example of it. Let us know in the chat. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that this was right? Do you think that this should have happened? Insta Joe says he bought in so much money for this U.S. corporation.
Facts. That's
it. Worth millions. What's his net worth? Hold on. Keep going. Let's say
10 mil. I'm going to just say that off top. But even if, like, how do you not take that into consideration before you make a move like that? And it's probably on some extortion shit, like ICE niggas was extorting him, and he said, fuck it, and them niggas, like, go for him. You feel me? Because that's crazy, bro. There's no way.
His net worth is about 21 million.
21
is worth 21 mil. I'll make this up. Let me actually check the source.
Make it up.
Let me check the source. This is from cheatsheet.com. It says 21 Savage net worth and how he makes his money. They actually break it down.
Bro, you know why? Ain't his song called M's and he got 21.
Yeah, that's why he stopped.
That's why he stopped. Niggas, hold on in the chat. Shout out Nick Loves a Cool Kid. We see you.
Oh, thank
shout
you for tuning in again.
Right. Shout out Hip Hop's Love Child. Hey, yo, check her show out. That shit is lit. Newborn says, shit, I just got my papers after 29 years living here, B, so I can't speak on it too much. You never know the circumstances. Big facts, you see?
You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe with the felony, he couldn't go get his papers, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Which is fucked up. Facts, Martin Jr., he do. We need to let him live. JR, we need to let that nigga live.
I 100% agree. I just feel like it's irresponsible on the label's end to not have something. Or somebody, whoever was managing him at some point, to say there's got to be some way to protect yourself at this point. This is not something we see happen with celebrities and people who have money. You have more than $1 million in the bank. You have way more than I have in the bank. So I'm going to find a lawyer. I'm going to figure out a way to get this fixed because I'm eating here in America. You ain't going to send me back to nowhere else. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to continue to eat for me and my kids. He has kids.
Speaking of eating, I see the shirt say mess with the bulls. You get the horn. It's my nigga Andre Harrison shirt. I'm going to plug this nigga. Dre the Bull, check him out. He's world famous MMA fighter. But back to the fucking topic. It's crazy. Nick Love the Cool Kid says the felony charge was expunged from his record, though. He had reapplied according to his lawyer, but shit pending. So you see, this shit jammed up in the bullshit system as usual. Bro, it's set up for failure, bro. It don't matter. And I feel like, why is it always our celebrities that's getting made a lesson? You feel me? Like our leaders. Why? And he got programs in the hood teaching financial literacy to use. Like, come on, like, let him live, bro. Y'all didn't have to do that to him. And now it's like they attacked his character. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you got to just pray that, as usual, the little kids nowadays don't really care about authenticity that much. So
It ain't going to matter. He from the UK. Yo, he going to come back and it's going to make him money.
Fact.
That whole thing is going to make him money. So, Insta Joe says 21 mil according to Google. 21 is worth 21. Newborn says, you ain't lying, Deem. That's facts. 100%. Right. 100%. That's just how I see it. But there's a part two to this at the same time. So we had Demi Lovato come out and had a couple of words about this yesterday at the Super Bowl, where she said something along the lines of, don't quote me because I ain't got it up, but she said something along the lines of, the only thing good about this the Super Bowl is these 21 Savage memes. They're hilarious. And Wale responded and said, I don't see anything funny about these memes when it's something about a man's freedom. And I just want to pull up something for y'all because I saw this meme and I actually thought it was kind of good. And somebody put this up. And for those of you that are listening, like, on iTunes podcast and everything, it says 21 Savage gets deported. Black Twitter laughing my ass off. Demi Lovato laughing my ass off. Black Twitter, look at her. And it's the Soulja Boy meme. Back from Power 105, and he looks back and says, laughing my ass off.
Like, bitch, who you laughing with? Yo, nah, that shit is hilarious. It's fucked up. But man, Wale need to do better, man. He gotta stop. This era is too goddamn sensitive, man. Like she clearly made a joke. Like, let her live, bro. You out here talking about you don't see what's sensitive about somebody's life. And then, nigga, 21 Savage is going to be straight. How about you say that? You feel what? Yeah. How about you say that about the fucking Venezuelan immigrants that's traveling from there through Mexico to get to the border and can't even start the application because niggas not letting them do that?
I mean, did you even see that they were starting, like, a GoFundMe for him to get, like, a lawyer? Or something?
The fuck, 21 Savage need to go funny. Yep. How Ed are y'all niggas? B, are you serious? Like, start a GoFundMe for me and quality time, and see what the fuck we do with that shit. Since y'all just in a given mood, 21 Savage need a lawyer. Y'all niggas crazy.
In the chat, Shona says people are annoying. Her tweet was not that deep, 100%. Exactly. And Shoujo says let's big up Wale for his class. Gentleman clap back. I do respect Wale for acknowledging
but
it.
Clap back at who? She wasn't coming at nobody. So clap back at who?
But the thing is, all in all, everybody was at least, and this is what the internet does, they're going to find a way to make it funny. They're going to find a way to joke about the situation. And that's what comedy is at the end of the day. We take situations that are bad and we laugh about it. That's why comedy is an art.
Exactly. And in the chat, Nick Love the Cool Kid says it wasn't that serious. Black people be too quick to cancel the wrong people. Need to cancel Liam Neeson or whatever his name is for the comments he made. Now,
bro, Nikki, can you go to Twitch so we could give you some quality time tokens, yeah, please, man? Let's give you some rewards. We're going to give you some rewards, man.
That was a great point. 100%. For making great points, we throwing out rewards some Oprah shit. But on that point, this whole cancel culture bullshit, people need to learn how to be gentle with motherfuckers and not be so quick to write each other off anymore. That's the issue. It's like everybody one so goddamn sensitive and everybody got an issue with something and want to cry and they feel like they're special. So their needs and their bitching got to be prioritized over someone else. And it's like, bro, stop being so sensitive. Take a second and chill and realize the world is calm and cool. And there's a lot more things that are way worse that you could be worried about than if Demi Lovato tried to be funny. We know she's not funny. So why would you take a poor joke from her serious and get butthurt? Like,
did you say joke or dope? That's not funny,
joke,
bro.
Joke, oh, baby, you stupid.
Oh, let me stop before, you know, the internet gets on me.
I mean, certain niggas got to get canceled. I'm not going to hold you. Liam Neeson, like she said, talking about you wanted to murder a random black person as revenge for your friend being raped. And she claimed that it was, you don't even know for a fact if it was really a black person. She said it was a black person. You know how people always end up being black when a crime is being committed? So it could have been a fucking Navajo Indian. You don't know. But you decided for a week to walk up and down looking for a random black person to kill. And if you heard his voice, I wish we had the audio to play, but if you heard his voice when he said it, it was like he still felt it inside. Like, fuck, I wish I got to murder that nigga. Like, I'm like, bro, nah, cancel that nigga, B. Fuck out of here. I like Taken too. I did like Taken, but fuck. Somebody do need to take that. Nah, shit, that's
Hold on.
Don't cancel me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're going to get us canceled. We just got on Twitch and everything. Yo, shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now on Instagram and Twitch. Twitch, we see y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. By the way, if you guys do not know, we have quality time rewards. If you guys don't know what that is, you have to go to Twitch, and we are giving out tokens for every 10 minutes you guys are tuned in. You win 10 points. These points are redeemable. You can get stuff. You could get us. You could get shout outs. You could call into the show. You could be featured on the show. And you could also actually win physical prizes. Like, we actually giving stuff out. It's quality time well spent. So back to the chat. Mr. Joe says that meme was funny. Newborn says the internet is what old folks will call Pandora's box / Bird Box. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Nikki says I can live without seeing another Taken 1, Taken 2, Taken 3, 4, and 5. Newborn says I heard that today. He dead in the water. He boring anyway.
Word, that nigga old as shit. You know what kind of fucking action movie is that nigga really gonna be in? Like, they stretched it with the Taken shit. It's weird though, because like, I actually did fuck with some of his movies, but to hear you say that shit. But then again, let's be subjective, I guess. Or let's not be subjective. Let's be open-minded, and let's take it back to R. Kelly. So now
I'm gonna mute my mic now.
yo. So now that we're on canceling people, do we cancel everything R. Kelly the same way we're ready to cut Liam Neeson off? Mm. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't even think about that till just now because I'm ready to cancel him too. Like, you trying to just murder random black people? You're crazy, bro. So in the chat.
Nikki is listening. Everybody that's canceled.
Right. Nikki said, "Nope, stay consistent. Canceled." Gladys Knight.
Yeah, didn't she do the Super Bowl?
We canceling Gladys Knight? No. Hold on, Gladys and Trav canceled. Chloe and Halle Berry canceled. What is wrong with Halle?
Canceled. I don't know what happened with Halle though.
R. Kelly canceled. Black Heroist. Nope to who? Nope to who? We not canceling R. Kelly soon. So that means we not canceling Liam Neeson.
She said, "Is that what you're saying?" Auntie is canceled.
Nikki said, "Stay consistent." Newborn said, "Yup." Martin Julius said, "Everybody canceled out here, laughing out loud." She sang the national anthem. Auntie is canceled.
Yo, is Kanye still canceled? By the way,
Kanye, I don't know. Kanye rebirthed like a phoenix, bro.
Every time, yo, he just need to drop that album and just call it a day.
she said Chloe and Halle is Beyonce's protege. Who's that? They singers or something? You gotta fill us in on that. Kanye on hush mode right now. Facts, because he wisened up. Sean Alizi says, "Then do we cancel black person that performed at the Super Bowl?" Black person.
Yo. Oh Lord, hold on. This whole thing went a whole different direction. We was talking about 21 and Demi. Now we going through the list of the canceled black people of 2019, and it's a long list.
Black Harrowitz says, "If the Jakes had enough to book him, they would have. Trust me, they're not wasting no time hanging people that look like us."
Mm. Mm.
21. Okay. So you saying that they didn't have enough information, and now is the time when they got it, so they went after him now. Respect. It makes sense. So back in the chat, Nick Loves a Cool Kid says she found them on YouTube and they sang at the Super Bowl also. Oh, okay. Black Harowitz, that R. Kelly shit seemed cat. What you mean? Explain. Elaborate. Sean Alizi says every black person that performed at the Super Bowl. So you saying we retroactively canceling that? Nah, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, we just canceling
everything. Right. Nick Love the Cool's Kid said they co-star on Grown-ish. Okay. Black Harwood says, "I'm still stepping in the name of love."
Oh man.
They don't have enough.
Yo, I actually asked that question the other night because I thought of this dope mix and I needed to play movie like Snake R. Kelly. And I was like, "Yo, can I play it yet? Like, can I play Snake?
Is it time?" Yo, shout out King Africa Mac. What's goody, bro?
King Africa Mac, what's up? How much time left? We got about, we on Instagram and we're on Twitch as well. So we got 17 minutes left on Instagram. We could be on Twitch a little bit longer. Just make sure y'all go and watch us on Twitch. We will have a little bit extra for you guys. But you got to go to Twitch to get that. In order to do that, make sure you go check the link in our bio and you could go on there.
I feel like now's a good time to have a call, and I might see what the angry analyst is up to.
Let's make it happen.
Let me see if I could do this real quick.
Travis Scott performance canceled himself. Can't cancel MJ. Wait, what's happening? Let's see what's happening. Did I miss something? So I'm still stepping in the name of love. They don't have enough now either. Not enough SpongeBob. King African Mac, what's the topics? Right now we're talking about who's canceled. It was first 21 Savage being from the UK. Then we started talking about Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato made a comment while they went against her, and everybody got mad at it. But this whole Liam Neeson thing, everybody's now kind of saying that he's canceled. Let's see what else is happening here. What's the tea? Flea Mason, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. He says, Grab performance was the first and last time he will perform. Oh, Trap performance was first and last time he'll perform on TV. You think so? I don't know, man. Because My whole take was that I didn't mind Travis performing because he's still a kid, and I feel like we don't know his situation. Performing at the Super Bowl could have been a goal of his since he was a child.
True.
And you don't know how he feels about that. This was probably bigger for him than it seemed with the whole NFL. This was a moment he could have probably this could have been the moment he was preparing for his whole life, and now he's satisfied. He just wanted to perform at the Super Bowl. So I and this is my opinion. I just feel like I'm giving Trav a pass. Go ahead, do what you got to do. Now everybody else that was there,
Yo, back in the chat, King African Max said that Cantu shit don't do nothing. Black Harris says
talk about it.
Okay, hold on. Mind you, Quality Time does not agree with these statements. Okay, now after the disclaimer. Onto the chat, Black Harwood says, "Nah, them crackers love him. He might get the Grammys next." Sheesh. Okay, King African Max, unless you canceling their life or money flow, so hold up. Nick Love the Cool Kid says, "But can we talk about CeeLo Green for 1 second, please?" Ooh, what you? Damn, Nikki, you throwing out? She been loading the barrel for a while. Damn, let me see what she talking about. Fleet Mason say, "Nah."
And Waru, thanks for tuning in. By the way, man, thanks for tuning in.
Fleet Mason said, "Gonna have him on the episode soon." Show. Word, respect.
Yeah, he's coming on the episode soon.
Fleet Mason said, "Nah, compared to his show, that was the worst." Wow, Sean Elizzi, it really doesn't. King African Mac, yeah, hash that out. Nick Love the Cool Kid. CeeLo also canceled. Why he canceled?
CeeLo posted something during the Super Bowl, and I think he took it down, but somebody verified for us in the chat. I think he said something on Instagram, and everybody went on him and got on him for what he said. Something about Big Boy.
Africa said, "This is Travis' best 2 years ever." Fleet Mason say, "Nah, Trav gets no pass. Watch his shows on YouTube at other concerts." Black Harwood says, "Facts." Moving Forward said, "What's good, NYRU?" Okay, yo, what's good, NYRU? Shadish 11 said, "People quick to say cancel, but let them be in their position. When it comes to money and having a family, it's a different world than our regular-ass lives." Big facts.
It's true.
You're not just canceling them. You canceling damn near a whole generation of people.
Yeah. So he says, Black Howard says it to us. Nikki says she's going to send it too. He says, CeeLo basically congratulated Big Boy on his success in performing at the Super Bowl. He basically said, fuck what people think. Get the money. And that's what I'm saying. But apparently, you do not get paid from the Super Bowl. You don't actually get paid. Yeah.
It's all about promo, which is kind of crazy to me, but it makes sense.
Yeah, because they're allowing you to do whatever setup you want, which is why I was saying, damn, Kanye, like when you going to perform at the Super Bowl, you can't get your bowl at Coachella, but you could get your bowl at the Super Bowl. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Maybe they just didn't invite him. But
True.
So what's happening here? Shaw says, got to be open-minded. They live in a different world than us, so I can't say much on that. King African Mac says, I kind of agree with CeeLo. Black Harrow said, you smoking. King African Mac, how niggas cancel the NFL but watching the Super Bowl?
How niggas is canceling the NFL but watching it? Honestly and truly, I've been wondering that shit too. Like, and speaking of, I was thinking about that earlier in the shower. I'm like, yo, what is the whole boycott of the Super Bowl about now? And the crazy part is, like, that was the goal. The goal was to distract niggas from the point, and they worked so far until the point now niggas are saying we're boycotting the NFL because we're standing with Kaepernick. But you don't even know what the fuck Kaepernick is standing for, because Kaepernick's base is Kaepernick even standing for Kaepernick anymore? Like, has he even been saying anything recently?
I mean, they had that whole like $7 donation thing that was going on yesterday, but it was also the worst ratings in NFL Super Bowl history at the same time. So that did end up happening. So it did kind of work, and you got to hit them where it hurts. You hurt the pockets at the same time. And, you know, with all that, my whole thing is, because Black Harwood says in here, he says, them people performed in 50,000 people. You think they did that for free? Yeah, man, actually go look it up. Like, they perform for free. They could get their whole stage set up. King African Max says that's like Indians celebrating Columbus Day. Nobody's manager would let them perform in 50,000 people for free. If they do, they need to be fired.
Nah, y'all gotta think bigger picture. Think about it like this. The Super Bowl is the most watched television event every fucking year. You know how, sorry about the cursing. You know how much money people spend just to be a part of an ad on this during the Super Bowl? Like, think about that. But before you think like you're not getting anything in response, you know how much people know about Travis Scott now that didn't? Because of that show, we be thinking like everybody know who we like, but that's not the case when you step outside your environment.
He's Travis Scott. He doesn't need promo. I mean, you kind of do. It's not.
I don't know who don't need promo.
Any promo.
That's like good. Saying why you got so much companies.
hey, nah, you 100% right about that.
How do you not need promo, bro? Come on, you rap, bro. You rap, Black Harwich. You cannot tell me there's a point in time where you don't need promo.
Ronda That's Rocks, crazy, thank you bro. For tuning in. I see you. Thanks for tuning in. King Africa Max says, I perform at the Super Bowl. Real talk. And we don't know what the situation is with Travis. This could have been a goal of his since he was a kid. Like, he's still young. He's not an old head like a Beyonce. Beyonce performed at the Super Bowl. And remember, you could also take this moment to do whatever you want. If you wanted to have a political show like Beyonce did, then you go ahead and you do that.
Exactly. You think Beyonce got paid for that? No. Especially if she was getting paid, you know how she would be under control. She couldn't even do what she wanted. There'd be a contract involved saying you have to stay within a certain bounds because we're paying you. Like that, nah, there's no way in hell she could have did that whole black girl movement, empowerment movement if she was getting paid for that.
I want to get to something that King African Mac just said. He said, we all need promo. Performing at the Super Bowl is like going to college. You don't know you need it till you do. And I just want to bring this fact up of he's right. At the end of the day, the Super Bowl goes under your resume. It's something that goes in your EPK to say that, yeah, I did this. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to boycott the NFL forever?
Right.
Are we going to say, oh, screw the NFL for the next 100 years? Now, when the NFL decides to pay Kaepernick back and gives him three, four football teams at this point, we're going to say screw the NFL?
And that's the point I was getting at. It's like the conversation is so diluted. Now it's just we're standing with Kaepernick. So I'm guessing now the point is we're boycotting the NFL because they won't give Colin Kaepernick a job. Meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick's whole point was he's boycotting the NFL for police brutality. And I never understood that because how is the NFL going to control the police? And that leads back to a bigger point with the black community.
But no, I think he was bringing up awareness. He was bringing up awareness, which is what worked. But
it didn't though. That's my point.
It got lost in the sauce. That's exactly what ended up happening. But what he was doing made sense. Like, I'm going to bring awareness to police brutality by taking a knee. Now he went ahead and he did it, but now it turned into a whole other different discussion of saying the NFL is not hiring him.
Why did it become that discussion? Because he had no clear actual agenda and voice. He even said it himself, like, I'm not the guy that's going to lead a movement. I'm just the one that's going to bring awareness to it. And that is what I was saying. The problem is people don't have good organization skills. So, yeah, you could draw as much attention as possible, but then what? That's like protesting. Protesting, yeah, you're drawing hella attention. Mm-hmm. But now what are you going to go tell your congresswoman, your senator, your governor, whoever? What are you going to go tell them to pass to make what you're marching about not ever happen again? That's the part where people fall off at. And it's like, we got to do better. You feel me? We got to do better. If you really want change, that's not the way to do it. Bitching and complaining ain't the way.
We got a lot going on.
Back to the chat. Black Harwood says, performing at the Super Bowl did nothing for him unless he got paid. Simple. Well, I mean, I guess at some people, the bottom line is all that matters. So respect, bro. Respect. Sean Elise, I don't agree with that. Is what Flea Mason says. Flea Mason says Travis Scott is his own force. Sean Elise says,
Kylie. Yeah.
Sean Elise says yes, but I believe he became more mainstream since her, who was talking about Trav that much until last year. Wow. Okay. Newborn says, got football players still playing, man. It's a tough decision for anyone. If it's me in that position, I don't know. If my fam gonna eat, I'm all for playing. For performing, I'm guessing that means. Black Harwood says, facts, bro. Let me in here. Last
He trying to call in.
facts. Facts. Newborn says, don't care about nothing else. Flea Mason, y'all making excuses for white men telling him he cannot do that. Sean Elizzi, his message went over people's heads. Damn. Okay. Black Howard says, talk that shit, Fleet. Nick Love the Cool Kid says, Africa, I agree. Go off, L. Dot. Fleet Mason says, I don't even fuck with the NFL anyway, LOL. King African Max says, I fuck with Cap, but he ain't have the right plan. His message got lost in the sauce because it became personal, which is what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Africa. Black Howard's facts, laughing my ass off. They told Cap, stand up if you want to play for a team. Nick Love the Cool Kid says, no matter how many people unite and protest, though, there's always going to be those few like CeeLo to say things like fuck the protesters, then cop a plea when they get caught up. Right. Black Howard says all his teammates ain't saying a thing. King African Max says how dead niggas or guys getting killed by the cops equal you losing your job. Facts. That's why the whole message is just off. Like, they need to redefine that shit and, I don't know, actually put words behind it. Find out who you need to talk to make bills and shit that restrain the police from using force and stuff like that, actually punish them when they do it. That's how you make change, not just please they're killing us, please stop it. That we've been doing that since Martin Luther King and ain't shit changed. Mike Brown got choked out, Trayvon got murdered, nothing happened. Like, stop begging, stand up for each other, unite, do it yourself. Make it so that they can't tell you no, that they gotta let us be good, that they gotta stop messing with us, that they gotta stop killing us. That's how we move forward. Mm.
With that said, man, we got about like 4.5 minutes left, and we didn't even touch our last topic. That's for everybody that's on IG, man. What you think we should do? Should we finish this up on Twitch?
I mean, we could finish this up on Twitch if y'all with it. We could start a new stream, or we could finish
it
up on Twitch.
We just going to be over there. We going to wrap it up over here on this end.
I'm going to let you know, get on Twitch. If you're on Twitch, you got a chance to earn better rewards.
Yes, somebody will also be winning something tonight. We're going to go ahead and we're going to play this music video again by Martin JR. Y'all go ahead, check it out. If you guys want to continue to chat, go to the bio right in here, right in quality time. There's a Linktree account. You click on there. You can go in there and you can get to our Twitch page where we continue our stream for another about 15 minutes or so. So go ahead and go check it out. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this video up again. Hold on.
And shout out everybody that tuned in today. We love all y'all. Y'all make this what it is. We can't do it without you, and we appreciate y'all. That's why we reward you when you help us out. You feel me? Help us help you help us. Fuck it. It's your boy, Lord, L.LDOTT on the gram. Yep. My co-host.
And it's DJ Deem. We're going to wrap this up over here on Instagram. I see y'all on Twitch.
Yeah, peace. Tune in on Twitch. Yes. Much love.
You know where to find me? Somewhere out in Cali. Chilling with the mommies. A bunch of pretty mommies. A dime piece, fine and silent. Stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. You know where to find me, out in NYC. Chillin' with the poppies, whipping Maseratis. Looking for a dime piece, wild and silent. Stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. I wake up on the grind, just another day. Getting to the bands, getting to this paper. Trying to make a million in 100 ways. If you ain't talking benches, then I'll see you later. Girlies on my celly trying to reach the kid. I be scoring double digits like I'm with the Lakers. Flip it then I spend it, that's just how I live. Highly independent but we do it major. Yeah, triple color watch, look what time it is. I be feeling so alive, living off the edge. I can't waste no time trying to play it safe. That's why I push it to the limit, live with no regrets. And I'm way too fly to be caged in. You should call your girls and meet me at the Days Inn. You wanna ride so amazing. Make you feel alive, living life dangerous. You know where to find me, somewhere out in Cali. Chilling with the mommies, a bunch of pretty mommies. Looking for a dime piece, finding, styling. Stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. You know where to find me, out in NYC. Chilling with the poppies, whipping Maseratis. Looking for a dime piece, wildin', styling. Stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. Living on the edge, living off the edge. Push me to the edge. Thank you.
dollar spending, multi-diamond glistening, big body women with big body business, stacking all these inses, Cartier lenses, money on my vision. I keep my mind on my business, dreaming of a million before I reach my ceiling. Dope boys, ambition, good kid intentions, no time for wishing. Look alive and go get it. Came from humble beginnings, now I'm back on the road to the riches. Yeah, and girl, you ain't gotta lie for a dollar bill, but that look up in your eyes say you probably will. And you ain't gotta hide how you really feel. I can pick up on the vibes, girl, I know it's real. And you ain't gotta worry if I break your heart. I'm too busy on the grind from the very start. So come and take a ride, come and take a ride. Feel the thrill, feel the high, make you feel alive. You know where to find me, somewhere out in Cali. Chillin' with the mommies, a bunch of pretty mommies. Looking for a dime piece, finding, styling. Stack a couple thousand, great to be alive. You know where to find me, out in NYC. Chillin' with the poppies, whipping my Maseratis. Looking for a dime piece, wildin', styling. Stack a couple thousand, great to be alive.
Yep. There we go. We back.
We back.
I didn't go to Vegas to party. Shout out to everybody that's still tuned in. Let me go ahead and pause this. Whether you are on YouTube, Instagram, or Periscope, thank y'all all for tuning in. I see we got four people in here right now. Shout out to all y'all. We're going to get into our last topic real quick. Thanks for sticking with us. So I want to get back to what we were talking about with this last topic. Who runs your city? What makes the king of a city? So, well, yeah, we came up with this. So we saw T.I. put this little post up with Jeezy, T.I. and Luda. And he's like, be clear. These faces, along with a host of others that look like us, laid the foundation for the infrastructure, artistic ecosystem you now know as Atlanta. He says, this is our we run the city. Don't get it effed up. We'll adjust the temperature to make it as hot or cold as we see fit. We ain't with it. It ain't. I guess my country like accent ain't that good. King Africa Mac, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in, bro. King Africa Mac in the building.
Yes. You're ready.
Yes. So my country accent ain't that good, but I gave it a shot.
Hey, A for effort, bro. A for effort.
Yeah, I think I'd do a better British, but the question is, man, what makes the king of a city, man?
That is a deep question, because you could be the king of the city being a dope boy, you could be the king of the city being a rapper, you could be the dope boy slash rapper on some Pitbull movements, like, you feel me? So That's a deep question. And also, is there space for more than one? Because then you got times where people will actually, or like the most respected people will come together and they'll actually claim one of them to be king, such as when they did what they did with Kendrick, how they actually had a whole ceremony and they crowned him king of the West. You feel me? And those was OGs. Those was the OGs, which made it even crazier. So I really don't know what the criteria specifically would be. I guess the person who has the biggest impact on the city, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which in a lot of times are the entertainers, because they're the ones that are known. Like it's funny, you would think it would be like a senator or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But it come down to it, and it's the dude that's on TV rapping. In the chat, King Africa Max says, no such thing as king of the city. Honestly, king of your lane, yes. Of the city, nah, B. So I'm wondering if it morphed, because I doubt you would have that same argument when it comes to like a Biggie and Tupac. Nobody not gonna say Biggie wasn't the king of the city. You feel me? In the chat, he says it's different in NY because we don't bow out to no one other than Biggie and Jay-Z. You feel me? Yo, what's up, Joe? We see you. Good looking.
High five, Joe. Thanks for tuning in. We got a couple people that's in here, man.
Pay attention to your screen, by the way. Every 10 minutes, you should see it pop up and say, congratulations, you won 10 points.
And follow us as well. You guys can do Twitch. That. Yes, follow us on Twitch so you guys could always check us out. But
oh, also we're on YouTube too, just in case you can't get on Twitch for whatever reason. We on
yes,
YouTube,
and Periscope. You can go to Periscope. You could go to our Twitter page, Quality Time Network on Twitter, and you can watch us on there as well. Yes. We in a bunch of different places, man.
We are syndicated.
Yes,
I'ma say that to the day I die.
But that's an interesting point that King African Max says there's no such thing as king of the city, because I'm thinking about the whole 6ix9ine situation. And people were saying that he was the king of New York, like 6ix9ine was running New York. But then the argument came up with Cardi B and 6ix9ine. And that was the two things. Like you said, can we have just one? Like, we look at the impact, what T.I. and I pulled the post up for those of you who didn't see it, that T.I. is talking about. These artists had made a lot of impact in Atlanta.
Hey, we got a new follower. My bad. I saw it on the screen. Shout out Hydro. Good looks for the follow, bro. But go ahead, bro. Sorry.
Yes. No. All good. Thank you for following. Appreciate you. Really appreciate you. But we look at these people, and I just want to also note that he says with a host of others. So he's not just talking about these three. Like, we got a lot of other artists that were from Atlanta that made huge impacts, such as Gucci, Outkast, Jermaine Dupri. Am I missing anybody else?
You said Outkast. I was about to say Big Boy. You said Outkast, though.
Yeah, 100%. Outkast had a huge impact.
Wait,
on Atlanta.
where was what's his name from? Lil Jon. He wasn't from ATL.
Lil Jon too. Lil Jon Eastside Boys.
What about Ying Yang Twins?
Ying Yang. This is good. We could fact check that. Mm. Let's see. Lil Jon.
And Nelly need to be up there too.
Nelly was. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, okay, I was gonna say Atlanta.
No. I'm saying just like King of the City. You feel me? That set the trend and like put people on. I think that should be a large part of the criteria. How many people you put on in the game? You feel me? Because no man is an island, and no king owns a kingdom of nothing. You feel me? So for you to be king, people. That's like a special achievement. People have to crown you. People have to put you there and tell you, like, you're my king. People have to become your subjects, in a sense. Like, be able to push their ego to the side and be like, nah, he knows what's best for me. You feel me? And yeah. I don't see that happening with just anybody. And, like, you can even say that about a Birdman, though. Even though Birdman kind of fucked over the people that put their trust in him. Mm. But or a better example would be like Rick Ross. But then you got people like Staley you could bring up. So it's like, you feel me? It's hard. And no king is perfect. But I think shit like criteria like that are what make people a king. Because you definitely going to say Ross is a king in Miami.
Yeah.
In Dade County.
Yeah. So King African Mac, that's a fact, but bigger legend. Jay a king because the older generation crowned him that, but 50 changed that. Yeah, they all from ATL. He's talking about Lil Jon. I did check it. Lil Jon is from ATL. T.I. was the only king. He the only one who claimed king and no one came at him. That's funny.
Wait. Well, no. Luda didn't come at him for claiming king. No, nah. He did. He kind of did. He said, Luda's universal, you can never be the king of the South, some shit like that. Remember Ludacris and T.I. was beefing, and niggas...
Oh, wow,
niggas
definitely,
bro, niggas definitely didn't show Ludacris the respect he deserved lyrically, because Luda had bars.
Luda got his respect.
Bro, not the way he was supposed to in the rap game, bro. When you think of... When people bring up conversations of the great people bar-wise, you don't think of Ludacris, you feel me? You don't really hear Ludacris' name, bro. Let me see, back to the chat. King African Mac said, that's funny. My name King African Mac, and I don't believe in that shit. Laugh for my ass, bro. Nigga said he kind of do on the Young Buck record. Who, Luda? And Lil Flip
came at T.I. and got whooped. Lil Flip. Oh, man. Lil Flip.
I didn't even remember
flipped.
Who he was. You feel me? Bro, that says it all. Damn, that's fucked up.
But I mean, like, I think it goes like what you said. It's the amount of impact. That's how you could determine who runs your city. Like, 6ix9ine came out and had tremendous impact on culture, whether it be social media, whether it had been music, whether it had been running around in New York. The fact that he was going around a whole other city and doing it. You could say that he was running New York. Like, you had to go through 6ix9ine at that point. When you compared the conversation of who's the hottest in New York, his name came up.
Yeah, but I don't think you had to go through him type shit because he nobody gave him that title. That was like in it, for the niggas that seen Avengers, that's like Loki claiming king. You feel me? Like him doing some bullshit fuckery trickery to get to the top and then claiming himself as being the king when you know Thor coming to rip his head off real quick. You feel me? Like, and this time it just happened to be the real king of the city, the NYPD, because they got shit on smash. They got it on smash.
That wasn't even the NYPD, man. I was
Homeland, everything.
They ATF. Came at him. They came at him. Illuminati.
Okay.
Think I forgot. Luda and T.I. went back and forth on the Young Buck Stomp record. And nah, 6ix9ine was never my king.
Is this your king?
Is this your king?
Yo, facts. Nah, 6ix9ine was never my king. And 50 was trolling, going along with the BS. And I respect it because 50 king troll, you feel me? Or he the grand dad of trolling. You feel me? Put it like that. 6ix9ine was like his prodigy coming up. And he just got clit. And now they got 21. 21 probably could have claimed king of ATL soon enough, but now, well, nah, technically he's really
21 was never gonna claim ATL. He didn't have that much impact,
bro. He's the only one that should claim king. You know, he's British. You feel me? So you feel what I'm saying? Like,
oh
come on,
man,
bro.
You better chill. The internet is gonna get on us soon,
the
man.
The internet, man. The interwebs.
The yo, internet. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. If y'all still tuned in, y'all probably get some quality time rewards, man.
I know y'all getting these rewards. I think this is our longest stream so far, so y'all riding out.
We only got a couple minutes left, though, but definitely thank y'all all for tuning in. Was 50 the king of New York in his day?
Because he had Ja as competition. I think he was, because he slowed it. Let's keep it a buck at the time. Who else was dropping hits like Ja, bro? Ja had every summer on Smash.
Ooh, yeah.
Who else was? You feel
LL
me?
LL was then, out at that time, too. Nah, but
LL was kind of in the waning days of his time. LL, you know, bar master.
He was at the end.
Word. But and then Ja Rule and Fifth was out here, bro. And then they went at it. Fifth destroyed him. And then I think it became I don't even think after Fifth there was any kings anymore. I think then it became a who's the best rapper alive thing. And Lil Wayne took over. But maybe my timeline off.
50 was the king for sure.
Facts. Other than Migos, 21 selling the best in ATL, though. So maybe he should claim king of ATL. You feel me?
Yeah, he set the bar, sat on his throne and defended it well. 50 was a king of New York. I mean, yeah, I could see that. He definitely did run New York. He had New York on Smash. But how are you the king of New York and you live in Connecticut?
Oh, yo, I forgot about that part. Nah, facts, but nah, I'm gonna leave 21 alone. I'm gonna leave 21 alone.
Oh man,
my apologies.
I love that. I still love that record. That was Jadakiss.
Facts.
Oh, checkmate.
Hard niggas, they come from Yonkers, nigga. You checkmate. Already
know. Oh man, checkmate is a classic, man.
Yo, that is a classic for real. Like a throwback weekend or something and just bump nothing but classic.
We're going to do that for y'all. Quality time. Well, we got a lot of stuff that's going to be happening on quality time. That we got some more shows that are going to be coming out. Make sure y'all check the IG page. We're going to be posting about it. A lot more shows on Twitch. For those of you guys that are tuned in, I'll give y'all a couple sneak peeks. I'm not going to say a lot, but we are going to have an all-female cast show, and we are having something with video games. I'm just gonna leave it right there. Oh, y'all just gotta stay tuned, and y'all gotta check out quality time. Yes, because we got a lot.
Let's put it like
this:
on IG, the more your friends that tune in, the better. On Twitch, it's every man for themselves. So get in and get yours. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, I just saw myself. I'm over here earning rewards too, and I'm part of the show. Everybody eat. Tell everybody, son. Why not?
And you guys could cash in those rewards. We are going to be having some stuff, whether it be you want to cash in on something online, We might have some events soon. We might have some stuff going on. Y'all might be able to buy tickets. You never know. So just make sure y'all get your quality time tokens, awards. Y'all get them tokens up.
Right. If you scroll down, you could see a schedule. We're going to be updating with different events that's going on. And we have a donate button. You know, we don't need y'all to, but hey, we love it, if you would.
It helps us grow. It helps us grow because we have a lot more stuff that we want to do for you guys. Quality time is for y'all, man. We are here for you guys to spend quality time with y'all.
Exactly.
It's just time well spent, man.
Okay, back to the chat. Let's see. Checkmate. Hydro says, I did real songs with Big, no made up shit. Sad bars. The African Mac said, but 50 came back with I Run New York featuring Yayo. True. And that shit was a hit for the longest. King African Mac says, I know Nicki gonna be in that one. Hydro says, we ain't getting to the game if game canceled for bringing up King K and now Joe Budden. Wait, he brought up Joe Budden, girl? He brought up Sin? Damn. Clout chasing. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Yo, facts. Damn, he brought up Joe Budden, girl. That's foul. Now, game wildin'. We're game baby. Nah, let me not even play like that.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, with that said, man. Thank you again. Tuning in to Quality Time, man. We appreciate every one of you guys. Quality Time TV streams on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, Instagram every Monday, 9 p.m. Make sure y'all tune in.
Oh, my God. We got so much planned for y'all. Thank you for tuning in, man. This is beautiful. Just to see the people that transitioned from IG just now, like, it shows me this is growing. You guys really believe in us, and we believe in you more than you even know. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making this what it is. We appreciate you. And we'll be here for you every week. Soon enough, Quality
Talk about
Time is going to be on 24/7. Just wait for that moment. When you like, should we watch BET, TNT, or QTN? You know which choice you're going to choose.
Let's go.
Go with the one that rewards you.
Exactly. There we go.
Shout out Hydro. Yeah. Much love.
Put your attention in your pockets. All right. That's all I'm gonna say. Put your attention in your pockets.
That is the slogan. That's the motto for 2019. Put your attention in your pockets.
Let's go.
Quality Time.
Appreciate all of you guys. Hydro. High five, Joe. I see you, man. King African Mac. Thank you again. With that said, it's DJ Deem. Out of here.
It's L Dot, it's Lord, it's whoever you want to call me. Just tune in. We out of here. LDOTT on IG, signing off. Check me out.
Peace.